Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. We have a lot of guests today.
Yeah, that's what, you know, 7:30, more or less.
I know.
We had to do a seating chart, so yes. It took us a little bit longer today.
Yes, but also remember our phone number is ready to be answered by Mr. Mario Espinosa.
Yay. He's warming up his fingers.
Our phone number
right now
here at the station is 337-8874, and this show will be a great show.
Ooh, I'm glad.
Now
that you said it, it will be.
It will be.
Hey, and by the way, also, if you enjoy the show today, remember, always catch the podcast on KXORadio.com. Good morning and welcome. We got a full house. We got Project Sobrio in the house, and I'd like to introduce the Project Sobrio Youth Development Specialists. Is that correct? Yes. Hoo-hoo, I got that part right. I've got Ivan Soto and Jessica Rodriguez. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Welcome. Can you give us just like a, we'll get right to it because we have a lot of guests. We have a lot of youth guests today, some high school students that need to go back to school.
So, Jessica, tell us basically what is Project Sobrio, and as youth development specialist, what do you guys do with it?
So, pretty much our program, it's a grant to reduce alcohol consumption in teenagers, and we work with continuation high schools in Calexico and Brawley right now.
So, because it's like the legal drinking age is 21, so teenagers cannot drink legally, right?
They shouldn't.
but they can't do it legally, cannot
right.
do it legally.
They can't. Right. They can't. And working at the continuation in Calexico is a major, you know, feat. You're so close to the border. You know, just a lot of, even, you know, I have my nephew goes to Imperial Valley College, and, you know, he says that, you know, come Friday, Thursday, all the kids that at college under the age of 21 can't wait for the weekend because then they take off to Mexicali. And that's illegal, too, because they're not even, you know, those 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
Aren't allowed to just run all over the place?
They're not allowed to drink here in the United
States. Boy, they're going to be really sorry to hear that, aren't they?
Well, a lot of teenagers, one thing that we have heard is that teenagers think that they can actually go, they think that they can go to Mexicali and get drunk over there or drink over there and come back here and they won't get in trouble. They think they think that because they're getting intoxicated in a country where it's, you know, the drinking age is 18, that they think it's okay. If they come here, they won't get in trouble.
So, but it's not consuming the alcohol. Well, consuming the alcohol is indeed illegal for people under the age of 21. However, it's also illegal to be walking around with it in your blood. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 If, for example, let's say that, you know, a 19-year-old or 20-year-old goes to Mexicali, comes back, drinks in Mexicali, he's not legally drunk, or, you know, he's under the point eight. What is it?
.08.
He's under that. He gets stopped by either the police, CHP. He makes a breathalyzer. He registers low, but he still has alcohol breath. He's still in trouble and might get his license suspended for a whole year. Now, can you imagine? A 20-year-old can't drive. He can't drive. You know, he can't go and he can't do anything. So that puts a very major hamper in their life because of that mistake that they did.
Now, Ivan, I got a question. From your project, is it just like 18 through 20-year-olds that you have noticed problems with or working with, or is it younger kids too?
Well, it's a wide group of students we work with. Some were past users, some may be current, and some have not fallen into that that lifestyle. So It's a range of junior high school students and high school.
So you're really looking at targeting even younger kids so that by the time they get 18, 19, 20 and have a little bit more flexibility, they make better choices.
Definitely, and that's, I think, what we're trying to do. Not only one of the goals of the program is to reduce alcohol consumption in teenagers, but it's also to work with parents to inform them how to speak to their children about making healthier choices.
Why so much this push of, you know, stop the underage drinking? Why is it so important? I mean, alcohol, you can easily buy it legally, you know, at the stores, at you know, the grocery stores at the local.
I saw a commercial this week, and I thought it'd make you get you in good shape and make you popular.
They're in commercials. Right. There's no big deal. You know, I can, I'm an adult. I can go and buy it. I don't drink alcohol, but you know, I can go buy it. Why is this so much push? Is this alcohol cause so much harm or?
Because a young person's body is still developing, mm-hmm. their brain is still developing, and they're more vulnerable to make mistakes at a younger age and have those become a lifelong pattern.
Yeah, some pretty bad consequences. Now, I saw this weekend a commercial on TV where they had a therapist, and the therapist was working with this guy, and this guy was kind of like upset and kind of crying and stuff, and the therapist just yelled at him, "No, just stop doing it. What are you being such a wimp for?" That's pretty much you guys' technique with these kids, right? You just yell at them and tell them to stop drinking, right?
No, not at all. Actually, the way I see it, we don't talk to students in the classroom. We talk with them. It's more of an open discussion, and they let us know what they see or what they think or what they're seeing in their community, and we work with them with that approach. So it's not like the television program you were just talking about. Not at all.
So it's like a peer, because you know, you're not that old, so it's kind of like a peer counseling type of part of this. Are there, Jessica, let's jump you back in. Are there also activities and stuff that you do, kind of like alternative activities that help balance that?
Yes, actually that is a big part of the things that we do. We like to take students on a lot of field trips. We like to take them to visit universities and colleges. And a lot of the things, we always make the point to let them know, you know, the reason why we take you guys, the reason why we like to expose you to different activities is just to prove our point that you do not need to be on drugs or alcohol to have fun. So that's, I think, the biggest part that the students enjoy of our program. They like to go out, and we've taken them to, like I said, baseball games. We've taken them to amusement parks, colleges, universities. So it's fun.
Wait, you get paid for going around and going
and having fun?
Baseball games, and I totally want your job.
Yeah, that's super fun. I
forgot. It's really, really probably very stressful working with all these young people, huh?
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. What about dealing with the peer pressure? Because the peer pressure is not the typical peer pressure. Oh, here, have some. It's just like going to a party, you know, going to, you know, a kickback, and then somebody offers you something. And you're there just kind of like, okay, what do I do, you know? Should I say no? You don't want to look bad.
That's one point that we try to emphasize with our students. We let them know that it's okay to say no and that they don't have to drink because all the other, their friends are drinking. So we tell them it's okay.
But it's still, you know, it's easier said than done. You know, when you're there at a party with your friends and everybody offers you or something, and you just don't want to be kind of like going to a hostess party, or the host offers you, you know, pate, and you don't like pate, but everybody loves a pate. So, okay, well, I'll
you go to
try
some pretty good parties. Pate?
Yeah, liver.
I'm lucky if we get spam at my parties.
Well, caviar or something. I don't like caviar.
even in Hispanic culture, there's like despreciando comida.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So there's this whole idea that if somebody offers you something, that it's really kind of classless.
So do you guys role play or kind of put yourself in, you know?
Yeah, how do you get over that hurdle?
We do. We have our students practice their refusal skills, and we try to, we tell them to always anticipate if you're going out with your friends or if you're going out with a party, always anticipate that things can happen. So if you already go out there with a plan, then you're pretty much, you know, safer that you're going to say no thank you, or just say no.
Or like when my husband has said that when he was younger, and, you know, he's 6'2", you know, he's he's pretty big, and we hardly ever drink. And, you know, people would tell him, here, have a beer or something. Okay, he would get it and just pour it out. And, or he would put, you know, go back and pour, you know, soda or water in there and drink out of the bottle. And people would then stop bugging him, you know, just offering them alcohol. So, you know, that's what he would do. He would have to do some tricks and do something.
That's a pretty clear message, isn't it? Nice.
Yeah, because he didn't want to. He didn't, you know. He didn't, those were his friends, and, you know, just that pressure of, even as an adult, you still continue with that pressure. It doesn't go away.
I got a question. So I'll throw it at Ivan because he needs a turn. Ivan, so you've got obviously you're probably counting the number of kids you have contact with, and you're probably counting the number of fun events you do, and probably even the time you spend talking, you know, facilitating discussions about you know, either the hazards or really the really good life that might, you know, await abstinent people from drinking. Do you have other ways to know that that you're leaving footprints on this community, that children actually do make better decisions about their alcohol consumption in terms of measuring that? Do you get to keep score somehow on whether kids do drink or don't drink?
We actually have a survey. We have a pre-survey before the program, mm-hmm. before we start working with a group of students, and there's a continuous curriculum that we work with, a curriculum and ongoing activities in the classroom, like we mentioned, role-playing, refusal skills, field trips, and then after the curriculum, we have a post-survey, so we measure if they were
outcomes.
Using... Exactly, outcomes, yes.
And is it more attitudinal, or does it actually count, like, do you drink right now, or have you drank?
It's exactly those types of questions, and they're, some can be very personal, but the group is usually very willing to work with us and be honest. They're usually very, very honest.
How big is your typical group size?
In a classroom, when I'm in a classroom, say, for example, a Calexico group we're in mm-hmm. right now at Aurora, it ranges from, say, 15 to about 20 students.
Okay, and how long does the process go for the curriculum and stuff?
It's actually a semester we're working with right now, so we will be ending mid-January.
And do you like the activities on a regular basis, or are they cumulative for, like...
No, we try to tie in an activity to each classroom presentation so that it sticks with them and it's fun and they're learning at the same time.
Nice.
Right. And how do you get them, how do you get these, the students... your program?
Well, in Calexico, it's actually part of the health class, so we're working with a health teacher, and those students in the class are actually taking the class once a week.
And getting credits and stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been, if when I was in high school, 20-some years, I can say that, and it would have been great if they would have shown me how, about alcohol, the side effects, and how much damage it does to your body, that's alcoholism is one of the effects of alcohol is one of the major causes of deaths here in the United States, besides cancer and diabetes and strokes, so heart disease. So alcohol, drinking alcohol is one of those behaviors that causes a lot of the deaths here in the United States. And, I don't know about you guys, but I want to live.
Ivan, are there types of children or youth, that's better, huh?
Youth.
That are of greater risk? I mean, do you guys aim Project Sobrio at certain populations of teenagers?
We don't. It's open to all students, youth in Imperial County. But I just mentioned the health group we were working with currently.
So it's everyone there in that classroom?
Yes. Once a week for our particular group, but it can range.
Has it always been at Aurora or at
Barbara? We've worked with...
The continuation
continuation schools. We work with continuation schools in Imperial County.
So that may be your risk population then?
Yes.
So it's kind of filtered itself out, and those are the kids you need to kind of reintegrate.
That's right.
Okay, perfect. If people, Jessica, want more information about Project Sobrio, is there a place they can call or contact, or is there information online or something?
We are located at 687 State Street at RVROP, or Imperial Valley Regional Occupational Program. And if they need more information, they can call 482-2600 and just ask to speak to any Project Sobrio staff.
Great. I want to thank – okay, Ivan.
We have a website, projectsobrio.org.
You can tell your website people. They're like, wait, phone, how, like, retro.
Look at that. It's true. Projectsobrio.com.
Retro, how retro. All right, here's what we're going to do. Yeah. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to get the youth on board here, and we're going to roll a half hour of youth programming. So we want to thank Ivan and Jessica for coming aboard this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
And again, anybody who's interested in Project Sobrio, make sure and contact these youth development specialist people because they're bright and chipper and doing a good job.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so quick break. This is Let's Talk About It. We're brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Take a quick break. We'll be right back with the youth.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7. And our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And you can also access us through kxoradio.com through our podcast.
Thank you all for joining us, and we appreciate your patience. But that's like the phone number and the website are the easiest things we're going to do all day, because we got four people with us, and youth. We have
and young adults.
Designation for the youth. We have Karina, and we have Stephanie, and we have the other Stephanie, and we have Sylvina.
Yes.
And
good.
You guys are all from Calexico, right,
no.
Karina?
No, as Sylvina Sylvina and Stephanie from Calexico.
Okay, welcome aboard, all of you. Why don't you just say hi and warm up, and we'll go from there.
Hi, good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Okay. And all of you are in Project Sobrio, right? And Karina and Stephanie graduated from high school already, and we're all former members of Project Sobrio, and they're still contributing to Project Sobrio.
Correct.
Okay, so Karina, I got a question for you. So you stuck around after you got out of school in Project Sobrio. It must be important to you. Why did you choose to stick around, and how's that been for you?
It means a lot. I mean, I got so attached when I was in high school. You know, there's so many things I learned from this project. And just for them to even come to me and ask me, you know, if I can still participate, it's like a blessing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love this project. You know, especially being a leader, I feel like a role model to seeing these young kids, you know, doing this alcohol. You know, I really want to help them, and I think this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
What did you learn at Project Sobrio?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I learned a lot. You know, there's so many things I didn't know what, you know, damages can do to you with alcohol. You know, to this day, I'm still learning about it with, you know, with Jessica and Ivan. There's so much. But the thing is that the main goal, what I want to do with this project is, you know, helping, you know, young kids such as 12, 13-year-olds, you know, drinking it's really sad to me. And my goal is to talk to them and show them there's so much things out in the world you can do. You don't need alcohol to have fun.
Stephanie, how did you come to stay in the program? I mean, you know, you graduated, you could have gone on with your life.
And said, okay, that's done. I'm done with Project Soda.
Auditioning for American Idol, something, you know.
No, not really. Well, Jessica would call us in. We have a lot of experience with everything and the kids. We're still the leaders. She takes us to places, and, like, she shows us that we could still have fun without drinking. So we, like, help other students out, showing them that they could still have fun without drinking. You don't need to drink to have fun.
So when you were in this as a student, you were really participating then?
Oh, yes. Like, it was always seniors, but I would go into her class and always tell her, can I be in your class? Like, I thought it was fun. And, yeah, I stayed in there for 2 years, and it was really fun. I learned a lot of things I didn't know.
Do you think it's made a difference in your life? Do you think if you hadn't had this, you might have gone a different direction?
Oh, yes, it made a big difference in my life.
How about your friends? I mean, friends that you weren't in Project Sobrio, how... You know, even now, you know, you're out of high school. How are you dealing with the friends? When I was talking earlier to Ivan and to Jessica, you know, that pressure, just, you know, you still hang out with your friends, you know, and probably some of your friends drink, or do you kind of talk to them, or what do you do?
Well, yes, you could have friends that drink, but it's your choice, like, if you want to go that way drinking or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to you, really your choice.
It sounds like the power of choice is a very important part of this.
Yes, it's your own choice, what you think is right.
Have you had times where you've chosen not to, in spite of the fact that everybody else was choosing to drink?
Oh, yes, it was times.
How is that?
Because I just remember
Does it feel powerful, or does it feel kind of scary, or how does it feel?
No, it just feels that you make, you know, the best choice.
So you're confident that you're keeping yourself safe
healthy
and all that other stuff, huh?
Yes.
Because of what you learned in the program. I get it.
Yeah, you learn a lot of things that you didn't even know. They show you, they take classes, and they take you to trips. It's
what was the thing that you learned that was, like, most interesting, that was like, whoa, no way?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I know that if you drink a lot, also you look older than your age. That was kind of scary.
Look at this. I'm 40.
I'm 12.
You could be like 20. You look like you're 40.
I'm almost 50, so back down, back off of that.
Yeah.
Well, kind of, sort of, like 40s.
And neither one of us drink very much. So there you go. Living proof. All right, let's bounce it over to the current students. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How's the nerves doing over there? Are you nervous?
Yes.
Where do you want to start? What would you like to share with us about being in project?
Yeah, actually, what grade are you in right now?
I'm a senior.
A senior, and Sylvina?
I'm a senior, too.
Senior at Aurora Continuation?
Yeah.
Aurora High School. What are you in the health, also in the health class, and what have you learned?
Well,
in the project solved you.
It benefits us in a way that it helps us prevent STDs, and we learned some new information about alcohol abuse.
Wait, STDs?
Why does that have to
What is an STD? That's like is that like a race car or something?
No, it's sexually transmitted disease.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what's the relationship between STDs and alcohol?
Why if you drink might it be easier to get sexually transmitted disease?
Okay, well, can I answer that one?
Okay. You got the mic, girl. Yeah.
Go.
Okay, so sometimes when you drink, you get drunk, you do things you're not supposed to. You might have a relationship with someone, and you know, things could happen that lead you to get STDs or anything, you know.
Pregnancy?
Your pregnancy, it could be a mistake. You were drunk, but that's what
leads
you to
alcohol affects your decision-making ability. That's
yes, it does.
Or, you can get, like you said, but also you can get raped.
Yeah, yes, you can get raped.
Sexual assault.
Pretty nasty.
Yeah. Wow, that's horrible.
All right. All right. So, Stephanie, what is something important you've learned from the class? There you go. That's your turn. You are getting a turn, I promise.
Well, we want your teachers to hear you, you know.
I learned a lot of things, like how to prevent STDs. Well, I learned new information about alcoholic use.
Mm-hmm.
And
how about your being, like, with your family? Because, you know, in our culture... You know, now you're beyond
our
culture, yes, because, you know, your wife is Hispanic, Scott. You know, it is, alcohol is so always around you. You know, you go to baptism, you know, it's a baptism of a baby, but there's alcohol served. You know, the baby's the first birthday parties.
And there's like a keg. I was really tripped out when I came here, and I was like, whoa.
Not at my daughter's party, so.
I brought cupcakes. I was like completely off base here.
How do you talk to your family about it, or does your family kind of like, understand you, or are they proud of you that you're in Project Sobrio?
Yeah, I usually talk to them about it, and they're really proud about it, but. My parents don't usually drink. Like, my family, like, mm-hmm. they don't drink a lot.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Do you think, Stephanie, do you think that you were at risk and being in this class has helped make it safer for you as a young person who's going to be an adult pretty soon? Were you at risk? Do you think you might have drank?
Yeah,
without the class.
With your friends,
yeah.
You know, hanging out with your friends.
Yeah. Because, you know, every time, like, I'm with my friends, they'll be like, oh, you want to drink or something like that. I was like, no, like, this class helped me a lot.
Do you talk to your friends, the ones that do drink, or kind of like tell them, you know what, that could cause, you know, problems to you, or alcohol, you know, you can get.
Yeah, I have talked to them, like, later in life, like, on their future, they'll have, like, big consequences with alcohol. Like, they don't usually need alcohol to have fun.
Is that true for you too, Sylvina? Do a lot of your friends also drink?
Yes, all of them.
Do you think, the same question, I guess, do you think without this class that you'd probably just be drinking with them? Or?
Yes.
Okay. What's that like? What's that like not to drink? To say no, what's that like?
Well, it's
Do they respect you?
Yes, they respect my decision.
That's good. Those are friends. Good friends.
Yes.
Have you been able to make it cool enough so other people do it too?
Yeah. I talked to them about this project, Sobrio, and they listen, like, how interesting that program is.
Yeah. I mean, it's once you find out about the facts of alcohol, it's, you know, you find out how much damage it does to your body, and especially for you guys whose brains are still developing, you know, it just, it affects it. You know, we have to, without our brains, you know, we can't, you know, what are we going to do later on?
I'm living proof. What are we going to do without our brains? Ask Scott. He knows. He walks on every day like that.
That's a very important part.
You know, it sounds like it's really easy for teenagers to get alcohol. I mean, I'm not looking. My friends can't even find alcohol. Nobody will sell it to us. No, but how is it that it's so easy for teenagers to access?
Mexicali.
I get it.
Yeah.
No.
What do you think? I mean, it must be. It seems like it's easy. Is it easy?
Well, it's not easy. Like to say no.
No,
not
for them to get it in the first place.
Oh.
You know, to get some beer, to get some liquor, or whatever.
Yeah. Where do your friends, or your friends that do drink alcohol, where do they get it?
Yeah. Well, they go clubs or parties.
In Mexicali?
Yeah, in Mexicali.
Especially in Calexico, you know, because you're right next to the border. It's so much easier just go across and get alcohol, especially if you're 18. Even if you're not even 18.
Fine to be true, right?
You know, I was telling you, I remember when I was younger, I was like, I don't know, 9, 10. You know, my dad would park his car next to the liquor store and give me money in Mexicali, and I would run and buy, you know, a caguama and come back. And I mean, I hope they're not doing that still, continuing doing that. But, you know, just how easy it was back then. So,
I got a question. For what do you think parents should know in order to keep their children safe? Is that one of the ones on your list? Sweet.
Well, I think parents should talk to their sons or daughters before someone else does it for them. They should, like, give them advice, good advice, telling them that alcohol can bring them big consequences in life.
How old do you think the kid mm-hmm. should be when that conversation takes place?
1 year old.
Yeah.
No, because 1 year olds don't understand grown up.
But you can still come too.
I believe in fifth grade. When
How old do you know? How old when kids usually start drinking? What is the age? The average age?
14.
Well, yeah, and you said fifth grade, so mm-hmm. maybe there's some 10 year olds and 11 year olds mm-hmm. that are actually, you know, experimenting.
Well, I mean, how many parents that are listening to us right now have alcohol in the refrigerator? And how easy is it for kids to get that from the refrigerator? If they can get, you know, juice or water or milk, they can probably easily get also the alcohol. It's readily available. You know, you don't need to go to the store. You can just go to the homes and open the refrigerator and there's alcohol there. So it's pretty.
All right, so tell me about the fun stuff. What was Sylvina, what was the funnest thing you've done so far?
Well, we went to a trip to Julian, and we went hiking, and we did this rope course. You get to, like, a big post,
mm-hmm.
and you have to climb it and walk on the wires, so you can feel the adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you feel some adrenaline there?
Yes, I did. I thought I was going to fall, but I didn't. Yeah.
How about you, Stephanie? What was the most?
Probably, like, the beer goggles.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to walk. You put on these goggles on and
you
simulate.
Feel like it seems like if you were under the influence.
Yeah, and you can't walk straight?
No.
The only thing it doesn't simulate probably is, like, the headache that you also have,
the next
right?
day, the hangover.
Yeah, the sick to your stomach and all the other fun stuff from too much alcohol.
Yeah.
Stephanie, grown-up Stephanie, I'm sorry. For you, what's been the most fun thing you've done in all these activities? What did you really have a good time doing?
Mine was paintballing.
Tell me about that. Where
gosh,
did you guys
I haven't
go for
done that?
That
in a long time.
We went to San Diego, I think. We went paintballing, and we did it as a group. We had teams, and you have to trust your team, you know, to know where to go.
It's fun, isn't it? Because really, you're really hiding, fun. And it's kind
especially
of like
especially when they hit you, it's fun.
I know.
And you were really good at that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
I got hit after the game, but it was fun.
So you survived and, like, captured the other team, and they were all, like, pulled off on little paint stretchers?
Yeah, when you hit them, I guess they're out.
Yeah, they're out.
So it depends what team is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that stuff kids down here don't really get very much exposure to, huh?
There's some paintball games here in the Valley. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my nephew goes to them.
So we can hang out and do paintball things, huh?
Sure.
No, but is that something in your own experience, did you do a lot of like fun stuff like this growing up, or when you got to Project Sobrio,
Project Sobrio, that's when I started going to places and doing things I didn't do back then.
What do you think that is? Do you think it's just people are too busy, or it's about the money, or it's too far to drive, or you know, why do you think kids aren't exposed to as much fun stuff like that?
The money is one thing, and another thing is because the parents are too busy or they don't have time.
Maybe it's even that they don't really realize how important it is that we show kids fun things to do so that they don't do things that seem like they're fun but they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Karina, what about you? What's for you so far? How many activities have you been on? Like all of them, forever?
So many since I was in high school. So many. I did rock climbing. I went to Knott's. They took us to the beach. They took us to universities. You know, so many. I really can't.
And these are places you wouldn't have gone without Project Sobrio.
I never thought I was going
to
do. No,
did you see the universities? Are you planning to go to?
Yeah, right now I'm just going to community college, you know, for now, and hopefully I will transfer to.
You saw the colleges and everything.
Yeah, it just opened my eyes. I was like, wow, there's so much to see out here in the world.
Yeah, are you already planning on which schools to apply to?
I'm still undecided. I just want to focus right on the community college, and then from there we'll see which school interests me the most.
How many years are you? Is it your first year at IVC right now? Or?
Yeah, I'm the first year.
Yeah, you need to. Yeah,
pretty soon
you
catch
Corona. You start these to transfer.
Yeah.
Now, for you, growing up in your family, were weekend outings like this, or once a year, or once a month, did you guys go all these crazy places?
Not really. This was my first time. You know, for example, like, I never went out. You know, it was just because, you know, my family, you know, we're not that wealthy, let's just say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I went to Project Showreel, you know, this was my first time they took me like, to Knott's, and this was my first amusement park, so I was like a little kid. I was just so excited, and I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, they took me everywhere. So, I mean, in a way, this is the reason why I stuck around most, because, you know, besides activity, you know, but at the same time, I understand the main reason why is because, you know, for the alcohol, and that there's no reason why to do it at all.
There's more fun things to do.
Yeah.
There's fun things to do, you know.
You just need to, you know, look around. There's a lot you can do without even drinking.
Yeah, and then, I mean, unfortunately, there's grown-ups that never understand that, never know that. And you see them. I just went to the desert this weekend. You know, it's a big weekend, off-road weekend, Thanksgiving.
I didn't know there was any desert. I thought it was just like a trailer park or something.
No, and, you know, just my husband and I, we went on a ride, you know, just going like 95 miles an hour down the desert. On the first year, but
sand whipping through your hair.
Yes.
Peeling off layers of skin.
No, exactly, it was. It's just my face was just with the wind, but it was
some people pay a lot of money for that in a salon. Here, we could just drive out there and bam, half hour.
But it was
done.
Fun. It was a lot of fun. But then, you know, we came across some people that were just drinking there in the desert, and we were, hey, why aren't you having fun just riding around and going up the sand dunes and everything? But yeah, so it's some adults have not learned that. So it's great that you guys are, you know, have learned it, and you guys are still working with Project Sobrio and encouraging the youth to continue.
Mm-hmm. So where does it go for? Let's go back to the kids again. Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
not
I
kids,
so
youth.
Don't want the mic.
Youth.
Sylvina, are you on track to? You're senior. Are you on track to graduate?
Yes. I'm only missing 30 credits, but I plan to graduate.
30 is not a big, it's not a huge number. It's doable. No. What happens now? Are you, you're a leader, I guess, of are you a youth leader?
No.
Just a participant.
I participated, yeah.
Are you planning on going also to IBC College? And
Yes. Right when I graduate.
How about you, Stephanie?
Yes, well, I'm planning to graduate and to go to San Diego State University.
Here in Calexico or in San Diego?
No, San Diego.
San Diego.
No, I don't want to stay here.
Are you planning on studying anything in particular? Or?
Yes, I want to be a dentist.
Oh, good. I like that. It's just like, but you never know. You can always come back. I left and came back. There's something here about the valley. Some people say, you know, oh, no, I'm I came back. And look, Scott's been here. He's not a native. He came back and he stayed here.
Quarter century. So grown-up Stephanie.
Grown-up Stephanie, I like that.
This experience, you know, you're out of school now. Are you going to IBC or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so is this experience as a youth leader for Project Sobrio, do you think it's going to point you towards working with people all the time? I mean, is this kind of, do you feel comfortable doing this?
Oh, yes, I love working with people.
Yeah.
Making a difference in their life.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So where does it go from here? I mean, do you just kind of do this? You have to go to school at some point? Or?
Oh, yes, I am going to go to school.
Okay.
And working with people. Maybe become a teacher.
Oh, no, not that. Not with kids.
Hats off to teachers out there.
See, you'd rather work
with youth.
It's a
very hard job.
Well, I like doing this, talking about alcohol and everything, not teaching, because I teach myself first.
Mm. Did you grow up around a lot of alcohol? Were you motivated to do this because you'd seen people get hurt by this or no?
Oh, no.
No, it's just your word.
I just
you
feel saw students getting into the program. They said it was fun, so I tried it. Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, great. See, you tried it and it's fun. That's like positive peer pressure thing.
Yeah, that's
and that's what you're doing with this program.
It's a peer.
A lot of what you're doing.
Yes, like most of my friends would be in it. They would go to trips. They told me all the activities that they would do. So I was a junior at the point. So I asked Jessica if I could get in the group, which she said I really couldn't because I was a junior. But I kept going and going, and yeah, she let me in. I had fun, really, really fun with her.
Good, wonderful.
Okay,
wonderful.
Well. I mean, we're towards the end of the show, and just to give, you know, more information on Project Sobrio, and I know that I have here the phone number. It's 482-2619, or like Ivan said, there's a webpage. It's projectsobrio.com.
All right. Thank you all for coming aboard today. Was it as scary as you thought it would be? No,
not
okay,
really.
Good.
But besides that, I have some other community.
It's Maria's community calendar.
Just a couple of things. I think, just letting you know, I think this weekend is the El Centro Christmas Parade.
That's correct.
And, you know, it's a family event, something fun, alcohol-free. Then there's the third annual Lori Vandegrift Toy Drive. There's going to be some elves will be available to receive toys, gift cards, or donations at the drop-off location at Children and Family Services, 2995 South 4th Street, Suite 103 in El Centro. And the dates are Thursday and Friday, December the 2nd and 3rd from 12 to 3, Thursday and Friday, December the 9th and 10th, 12 to 3, and Thursday and Friday, December the 16th and 17th, 12 to 3. It's gifts for all ages are appreciated, but are exceptionally welcome for our 13 and 18-year-olds.
13 and 18-year-olds.
Youth. I can't pronounce it. Kitsan?
Okay.
Yeah, it's Kitsan. Injury Prevention presents the 4th Annual Elder Health. It's going to be held December the 10th from 12 to 2 at the Senior Center. There's going to be medication checks, flu shots, and much more. And it's the Kitsan Injury Prevention. And it's at 350 Picacho Road at the old Head Start building. More information, you can call at 760-572-0437. And also, here it is. Again, IVRP. You know, there's IVRP Project Soda and there's Project Ace. They're having the winter drawing, and it's $3, and they're going to be the first prize. Get this. It's the Sanyo 42-inch plasma TV. The second prize is a Nintendo Wii, and the third prize is a Nintendo DSi. So if you need tickets. It's a good cause. This goes to the foster youth. It's 337-3096, and it's only $3. What an awesome gift. The drawing is December the 21st at 3 p.m. $3, and you can get either a plasma, a Nintendo, or a Wii. So, also, another thing, gosh, all these things going on. December the 10th, next Friday, there's going to be an Imperial. It's a Christmas light parade, so that's at night. It's awesome. It's really nice. All these vehicles get with lights. You go there, and it's at night with all the Christmas lights on the what's it called? The
trees.
Not the trees. The cars. The cars are decorated with lights. So it's really nice. And then the next day, it's Christmas in a small town in Imperial. So it's gonna be great. You have a lot of food, a lot of crafts, a lot of Chris Santa's there and everything.
Holiday spirit for everyone.
And
Mario's going to jump on top of Maria's community calendar.
I just wanted to mention everybody in their little cities to, you know, call their Chamber of Commerce if they're interested to know where their parades are at, because every city does have a Christmas parade. So take that in consideration.
Go to the Imperial Christmas Light Parade. It's nice. If you haven't gone, it's kind of like a mini.
Go to all the cities.
Yeah, it's like a mini Disney, you know, light parade. But it's Christmas theme and it's really nice.
All right. Thank you, Project Sobrio. Thank you, listeners. It's been a wonderful time. Be nice to yourselves. Stay warm. It's getting chilly. And we'll see you again next week.
Have a good and safe weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.